Terrific week. What a week it has been. A real tug of war in Washington, D.C., but not just in D.C., elsewhere. The buzz in the backyard has been over a couple of things, I think. Still more reaction to George Zimmerman and now the race conversation that's taking place supposedly across the country. Some of this is incredible, some of the things that have happened, including the fact that in Detroit, the city council chose to focus on an amendment and an ordinance and the Detroit Red Wings arena rather than what's happening with that city as far as bankruptcy is concerned. People are fleeing. They have 40% of the folks that live there in abject poverty, burned out buildings, boarded up buildings, but they spent a ton of time focusing on these approved plans for a new hockey arena for the Red Wings, a new arena that's funded in part, by the way, with $284 million in tax dollars. Great. And the rest of it on this ordinance, part of it was on this ordinance supporting Trayvon Martin's family after what happened with the verdict and the George Zimmerman acquittal. So, you know, you ask yourself, wow, how can there not be some criticism coming from all directions over that when the council is talking about race conversations connected to what happened? An important but a trial that happened as a result of what happened in a Florida neighborhood, instead of focusing on their own backyard and their financial blunders and the outrageous and ballooning crime rate, the focus was on other things instead of what was happening there. So there's a reason why Detroit is bankrupt, because they don't have their eye on what's really happening there. Taking up the Zimmerman topic, opening up the discussion of race, and saying that, you know, listen, Zimmerman is Hispanic, Martin was black, not everybody agrees, so we need to have this conversation. Now, to say that at a city council meeting is one thing, but then to focus so much on specifically on what happened there, you know, give me a break. So there are reasons why people are leaving Detroit, and part of it is because of the lameness of the people that they have put in place and power when it comes to the financial fates and fortunes of that city. Right off the bat, one of the craziest, most annoying things to me is something that I heard a couple of days ago about this atheist group that has decided to really express itself as far as being opposed to a Holocaust memorial that's supposed to be built on the Ohio with the ground of the Ohio State House, saying that its location violates the separation of church and state, calling the Star of David exclusionary and memorializing victims of the Nazis. The governor of Ohio and proponents of it say it will teach people about, you know, inhumanity, demand that kind of thing, what happened with the Nazis, not forgetting religious backgrounds, that kind of stuff. So I would think anyone in the Jewish community would be really horrified by what's happening with the atheist group. And the problem then becomes is that that group will get backup by the ACLU. And how far do they take it? I mean, the Star of David is a religious symbol. But the atheist group says, we're not opposed to the memorial. We have sympathy for the victims. We would probably give money if it weren't on state grounds, but we just don't want it on state grounds. We just don't want to have it on state grounds. It shouldn't be there. So the ACLU sued in the past over things similar to this, so who knows, they may end up doing the same thing. The memorial is supposed to sit 84 yards from a bronze inscription in front of the state house that says, "With God, all things are possible." Can't we all just get along? I mean, can't these people just have the memorial and leave it at that? People walk by and see it and realize for a moment what happened in the past. We have memorials all over the place in state government, outside of state government offices, on the steps of courthouses. We've got monuments all over the place in our biggest city, New York, in no particular, not always in a particular setting. And I just, the sensitivity thing here, I don't get. Separation of church and state, okay, but I don't see how that's offensive, nor do I see how it's bothersome, especially if you saw the way the memorial was designed. So we'll see where that goes. The other thing I think that's, as I said, is interesting, sadly, is what's happened now in the NFL, and we'll talk about this coming up in just a few minutes, but this Aaron Hernandez story, and now these pictures that are surfacing that show him holding a gun, and he could be involved in potentially three murders. He was a millionaire making good money and great money and being a superstar for the Patriots. And once again, in the culture of the NFL, do they choose to ignore the red flags, or what was the deal there? How could they not have realized what was going on with Hernandez? You know, they say the NFL is like a replica of society, so you're going to have a few people that aren't so great. But now the NFL is talking about examining tattoos for deeper meanings. Can you imagine? Roll up your sleeves, let me see your tattoos, and we'll see how fast can you run a 40, but more importantly, what do those tattoos symbolize? What do those tattoos symbolize? And we got a crazy Eric Holder overreach on voting laws in the state of Texas. I think Texas is being targeted for a reason, and the reason Texas is being targeted is because other states could have a domino effect, and other states would also potentially be in the wheelhouse of having to deal with the feds all over them about whatever it is they want to implement before an election or whatever is already happening. And Texas was definitely pushing for this to happen sooner rather than later. And the feds are saying, oh, wait a second. Redistricting, not so fast. I think we're going to stop you before it goes any further. And we'll see how far they get. And then there's something on Benghazi that you'll find interesting. We'll talk about that coming up a little bit later this hour as well. Plus, don't forget, we have movies. Yeah, we're going to take you to the movies. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 25th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,321.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,369.49, $684.74 for a half ounce, or $342.37 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,369.49, $684.74, and $342.37.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
A very tragic thing that happened, and someone loses their life, and but all those things were out of the player's control here. We're not really a part of that situation, so I don't think it does a lot for us to get too much involved in that. In the city of Boston this year is what happened in the marathons. These are very terrible things that you wish never happened to anybody, and there's a very human, compassionate element that we all have, and when it's someone that has been on our team, it's a very sad thing.
All right, that's the voice of Tom Brady, the quarterback for the New England Patriots. The Patriots in training camp along with all the other NFL teams, but for the Pats, they've had to deal with the question of Aaron Hernandez, who was a superstar player for them. And now some new images of Hernandez came out because, of course, he is charged with murder and the murder of Odin Lloyd. They've got surveillance video that shows the former tight end with what looks to be clearly a gun in his hand. It's from his home and was captured on his own security camera. How stupid can you be? Police say the images show him getting out of a silver Nissan with one of his buddies, Ernest Wallace, and that photo was taken 10 minutes to 15 minutes after Odin Lloyd was murdered less than a mile away. He has a black handgun in his left hand. Lloyd was killed with a 45 caliber handgun. He's pleaded not guilty to the murder of this 27-year-old whose body was found in an industrial park near Hernandez's home. He had been shot 5 times. What is up with that? 5 times. So not only was Hernandez charged, but Ernest Wallace has been charged as an accessory to murder. And Hernandez, when he was charged, prosecutors say he disposed of the gun, dumped it, then destroyed his home surveillance system, but apparently didn't do a good job. There's always a way, always a way. And it's very bizarre. It's bizarre because he was somebody who had the athletic talent. He played for the Florida Gators. Urban Meyer, who was his coach there, says he didn't know any of this past of Hernandez. I mean, how do you know somebody's going to potentially become a murderer in their future. And, you know, again, he's charged with it at this point. But there were other problems with him, and did they just choose to ignore it and just focus on instead? Well, we want his athletic prowess, so don't worry, he'll be okay once he gets in our system, and that didn't work out so well. So will this affect the Patriots? I'd say who cares in a way, but I don't think so. They'll just move on from it. But it does show some cracks in recruiting and things that happen from the university then ultimately to a professional, I think, NFL team. But it goes back to that whole thing again. What does an owner want from a player? They don't want a bunch of problems, but they want the best athlete they can get. And Aaron Hernandez was incredible, absolutely incredible for the Patriots. Now, forget about it. He has fallen down in a very deep, dark well. Speaking of falling down, we have a quick follow-up here on America Tonight. You know, the thing with the Southwest Airlines plane that hit LaGuardia Airport pretty hard earlier in the week, it struck it and then it sparked down the runway. It landed nose down with the front landing gear contacting the ground first and then collapsing. How scary is that? That was the official ruling from the National Transportation Safety Board. They said on Thursday they released what they called factual information from the accident of that Boeing 737, and they showed, you know, they had video recordings and whatnot, and they say that the landing was how they were supposed to do it, but that it just collapsed. And man, that's frightening when you think about airspeed, 133 knots, pitches down 3 degrees, landing, skids to a stop within 19 seconds. And they are going through everything, pouring through all the recordings and everything else that they can possibly come up with. 150 people were on board that flight. 3 passengers, 2 pilots, and 3 flight attendants were treated and released from the hospital with minor injuries. The hard landing forced an evacuation with the emergency chutes. You know, people going down the side of the aircraft that way because that's the only way they could get out of it. But they might consider themselves to be pretty lucky since that hard landing was nose first. And you think about the possible sparks or think about the other things that could have happened as this plane went down. Because it looked pretty bad. It looked terrible. And you think of the Asiana flight landing into San Francisco and then what happened with that flight. How it looked like someone had just peeled open the middle of it. And that was a tail situation. So we not often are we reporting on these things with, you know, or talking about on the talk show, runway scares like the two that we have just seen. But that the nose going down. And then, see, sparks, of course, flew up, too. So you got the whole spark situation. And it looked like it was kind of rocking. I saw a video of it. It looked like it was kind of rocking back and forth. And it definitely did sort of one of those belly flops. But not quite as bad as the last one we were talking about, the Asiana one. And certainly not in the history of planes that have crashed and the injuries. This is, it's not high. It's not high on the list. It's way down on the bottom of the list. So the people on that flight should feel pretty good about that. It, especially, you know, I often wonder this, how many people on the plane, how many people on that plane are afraid or have some kind of a fear, some kind of fear that nags at them with flying. And they're trying to overcome it, so that's, you know, that's why they were on the plane. I've actually sat across from somebody who was doing that, and I thought, wow, that is brave. That's brave when you have a deep, deep fear to overcome it by doing the thing that, you know, that just takes over in you, that you can't stand. You're worried, you've got that panic feeling going on, and, to me, it's To me, that's got to be one of the toughest things to do, I think, to force yourself into that plane when that's the last place you really, really, really want to be. I mentioned that we were, you know, the NTSB is looking at this and they're looking for clues about what went wrong and, you know, so on and so forth. And then now talking about this jet hitting the runway nose first. And, you know, what are the clues as to what possibly happened here? Well, all that's happening, the Pope is commanding thousands of people wherever it is he goes, Pope Francis. So Pope Francis addressed about a million worshipers in on a beach on Thursday, using the message to generate, you know, with a new generation of Catholics with Brazilian street jargon. And he was in Rio de Janeiro. So there were lots of people, thousands of people crowding the beach to try to get a glimpse of this Pope who was there again with throngs of people talking about what was coming up next, and, you know, themes of, you know, be good to each other and grow and revitalize the church. But the picture, and the reason I bring it up, is it was so cool to see the people that were there. I mean, he was on a beach and they had a stage and everything, but the thousands of people who showed up, absolutely, excuse me, stunning. I mean, just a stunning photo with so many people there and so many people that he tried to, excuse me, talk to. An amazing, amazing outpouring. Maybe the most I've seen of a Pope with younger people, to be sure. All right, stay with us. Coming up, we've got numbers we can count next.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mind your business.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She got Betty Davis eyes. She'll unease you. Her bad touch just to squeeze you. She's precocious, and she knows just what it takes to make a pro blush. She got Greta Garbo skin on the side. She got Betty Davis eyes.
All right, coming up in our next segment here on America Tonight, of course, we are going to pitch it to movies, movies, movies. We do our cheap movie review. I know a lot of you like to go to the movies once in a while, and there's at least one interesting movie that might pique your interest. Let's put it that way. Or else, you know what you do? You wait for it to come out on DVD. It's cheap, it's easy, and it's in your house. The thing is, a movie is different and the experience is different on the big screen. So sometimes you have to come out of the cave, pay a few extra bucks to go see it that way, right? I went to see a movie the other day where it was 3D. And I just cannot get used to those 3D glasses. And it was pretty well done. It was about the Earth and all the other planets and wild weather. So it was a short 1 hour thing. Not too many things flew into your face or whatever, but there's something about wearing those glasses that is just so bloody annoying to me. Before we get there, though, we have our own version of We Can Count.
Twelve.
Topping a weekend account. O.J. Simpson, remember him?
Well,
seems like a distant memory, right? Simpson pleaded for leniency on Thursday, telling a parole panel he regretted the night that he robbed two sports memorabilia dealers in a Las Vegas hotel room. He said, I just wish I never went to that room. I wish I just had said, keep it. Simpson, who is 66, they say, has been a model inmate while serving his time at Lovelock Correction Center. Oof, there's something about that name. 90 miles east of Reno. He's been there since 2008 when he was sentenced up to 33 years. He was sentenced to consecutive terms on several charges. Some of his sentences were ordered to run concurrently, two counts each of kidnapping and robbery and one count of burglary. So he appeared before a parole commissioner and a hearing representative. They'll make a recommendation to the full parole board on Thursday. A final decision on parole is expected next week. Wow. Hearing for this kind of thing, 15 minutes. He was wearing denim prison clothes, and he was the only person to speak on his behalf. So how about that? Will be interesting to see what they decide in Simpson's case. Some people think it's his comeuppance for everything that happened before, thinking he got away with murder, but whether he did or not, he did not get away with stupidity, because why he would go after that memorabilia. He's right when he says he shouldn't have been in that room. He should not have been in that room. Made absolutely zero sense. All right, here's a shocker for you. How about this juror who says Zimmerman got away with murder but had to be acquitted? In an interview with ABC, it's that woman, juror B, well, different one, B29, during the trial, discussed the deliberations that led to the acquittal of Zimmerman on second-degree murder and manslaughter charges on July 13th in the shooting death last year of the Florida teen, Trayvon Martin. Zimmerman says he shot Martin in self-defense. The juror, who the network identified as Puerto Rican, was the only minority member on the six-woman jury. Of course, the jurors' names are sealed, but the woman allowed the network to show her face and identify her by the name of Maddie. She's a nursing assistant and, I guess, the mother of eight kids. And she said the evidence didn't prove murder, even though in our hearts we felt he was guilty. We had to grab our hearts and put it aside and look at the evidence. So how about that? Goes back to that same thing with the evidence and evidence. And there was another juror, B37, who said in an interview that only three jurors thought Zimmerman should be acquitted when deliberations began and that all three of them cried when it was over. So, getting away with murder but not having the evidence to prove it, which... Now, as this goes through in a different direction in a civil case, you have to think, how are they going to have the evidence for that? This is a shocker. I mean, this will be a shocker for some of you to hear this. Halliburton admits destroying evidence in the Deepwater Horizon disaster. Boy, it seems like a distant memory, doesn't it? Do you know we have to go back to April 2010? That was that explosion at the rig in the Gulf of Mexico. Remember, 11 people died on the rig, and it was our largest oil spill in our history. Halliburton, which helped run the rig, separately contributed $55 million to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation. They said it was voluntary and they wanted to do it. But Halliburton Energy Services has agreed to plead guilty and pay the maximum fine for destroying evidence in the Deepwater Horizon disaster. So they'll pay a $200,000 fine, and they'll take 3 years probation for a guilty plea to one misdemeanor count related to the deletion of records. And the Justice Department says it's not going to pursue further damages in that explosion. That's what they get. That's the, I guess, the gift that they get. Moving from the Horizon explosion, the Deepwater Horizon explosion, to an explosion of a different sort off the field. The Yankees are going to fine Alex Rodriguez for getting a second opinion without the team's permission. He's got an injured quad muscle, but there is a little bit of shenanigans going on behind the scenes because he feels as though he's ready to play, but the Yankees are pushing him out of playing and keeping him in the minors. And part of the deal is they've got an insurance policy where they would get 80% of the money back, and they might even be able to void the contract. Well, you think if he gets a huge fine, a huge suspension, rather, from Bud Selig, the commissioner, which is most likely he will, then if it's 100 games or he's banned for life, what would the Yankees actually owe on that? So are they trying to stall, in other words, to get him to not play? And fining him is one thing. So I think they're going to have more of this going back and forth between them. And Pete Rose, the all-time hit king, who, in my opinion, I mean, he gambled, he cheated, all that kind of stuff, should still be in baseball as long as he's not managing, says he wished that people would learn from his mistakes. He said that in an interview on ESPN Today. Take a listen.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens to the rest of these guys, and this cannot be good for baseball. I mean, especially this time of the year when you're about ready to go through a Hall of Fame induction. I wish they would take note from what I did and come clean as quickly as you can. Don't lie if you did something, okay? I kind of wish that I could go around to all the minor league camps during spring training and talk to these guys and tell them what not to do and just look at what happened to me and go from there.
Yeah, so Pete Rose being pretty forthcoming, but that's how he always is, saying exactly what he thinks. So he's in Cooperstown signing books, but he has no shot of getting in the Hall of Fame anytime soon. He's part of the whole steroid performance-enhancing drugs. It's a question of, do you say, well, Pete Rose didn't take PEDs. He bet on baseball. Rather, Alex Rodriguez took PEDs, and he's part of that group who won't get into the Hall of Fame because of what they took. But now it's more a question of, is he salvaging his Yankees career? Does he play with the big club? Are they trying to wiggle out of the contract any which way they can so they don't have to pay a $100 million to A-Rod? It seems like a likely scenario to me that what they could do is figure out a way to avoid that contract and say he's not ready to go back, because what kind of a suspension is he going to be handed? Is he going to be given a lifetime ban or perhaps 100 games? Either one is very, very possible for Alex Rodriguez. All right, that wraps up We Can Count. Coming back on the flip side, we're headed to the movies.
Across America, it's happening. People are taking charge of their lives, and healthy diets are a cornerstone of healthy living. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh Gluten Free Expo. One day only, Saturday, August 17th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Raleigh, North Carolina. Explore the gluten and allergen free wellness event, where learning is fun and delicious. Sample and buy products from over 50 vendors. Discover the world of gluten free with cooking demonstrations, and enjoy lectures with well known well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle, and you could win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bone Suckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh Gluten-Free Expo, Saturday, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udy's Gluten-Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Hot at the box office right now, Despicable Me 2 has so far raked in $276 million. What kid on the planet Earth has not seen this movie? You know, another movie that's doing quite well, and it's been out quite a few weeks now, like 7 weeks, World War Z. And I say it's doing well because it's hit its mark. It's starting to hit its mark. And the picture worldwide, they're at the $189 million mark and counting. So even a little bit more than that. Coming out this week, highly anticipated, if he's a character you like, and if he's an actor you like. You know, now for these Hollywood guys, if they can get onto a franchise, whether it's an action franchise like Matt Damon and The Bourne Identity, because remember all the guys before that had something, like Stallone had Rambo and Rocky, and Arnold Schwarzenegger had his franchise too as well with The Terminator. So Wolverine is a very, very popular character. How will Wolverine do this time around? It's been a while, right? Hugh Jackman, the lead role as Wolverine in this. So take a listen.
Rock! employer is dying. He wants to thank you for saving his life all those years ago. It's an honor to meet the Wolverine.
That's not who I am anymore.
After the war, the Yashida family business became Japan's largest. He made advances that have saved millions of lives.
I want to offer you a gift, Logan. You have struggled long enough. Your ability to heal can be passed to another. Allow someone else to shoulder your burden. Logan-san, I can make you mortal. Trust me, Bob. You don't want what I've got. I'm not ready to die.
You're bleeding.
Just keep moving. I'm not healing. She did this to me.
This flesh is weak now.
Hey, Bob. What are you?
A chemist, a capitalist, a viper.
So you can see the future.
I saw you die.
We will accept your surrender with respect. Is that all the men you brought? Your grandfather called me a Ronin. Samurai without a master. Oh, that's no reason to live.
Was he right?
All right, so Hugh Jackman, you get it. Big, powerful energy, a lot happening there. Life or death for the Wolverine. From the Wolverine, we move to Fruitvale Station. This is based on a true story, and it's about the last day in Oscar Grant's life before he was picked up and killed by police that was all caught on video. Check it out.
When are you trying to get home?
What is going on?
Next stop, Fruitvale Station.
You're going to go to Frisco, right? See the fireworks?
Yeah. You're going to say bye?
Bye.
Love you too.
Everything's changing around me. And I want to change.
Hey, what's up, girl?
I'm trying to get back on my feet. I really need this job.
I hired somebody else.
What'd you do today?
I don't know what else to say.
I'll start over fresh, but it ain't working out.
I'm scared. I hear guns.
No, just firecrackers. You're safe inside.
What about you, Daddy?
We'll be back before you wake up. I'm going to be fine.
You guys got plans for the night?
I meet up with the fellas, head out to the city.
Why don't you take the train out there? That way you guys can hang out and not have to worry about anything.
Hey, Oscar.
How are you?
I'm good. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Oscar from Palmacia?
Get off the train now! Put that phone
away. What you got? Are you still on the train?
We still have Fruitvale.
Why can't you tell me what is going on? What is the problem? What are you doing? Oh, my God.
Good, I'm good. I'm good. We're going to be good. We're going to be good.
It's now or never.
Yep, true story, something that happened, one of those accidental, I shouldn't say accidental, one of those things that led into a huge controversy in Northern California. I don't want to give away too many details of it in case you want to go see it. It's supposed to be incredible, probably a good rental. And finally, the last one, Blue Jasmine, starring Kate Blanchett. Take a listen.
What do you think?
I love it. You shouldn't spoil me so.
Well, why not? Who else am I going to spoil?
He met me at a party and swept me off my feet.
I fell in love with the name Jasmine.
You know, I have never been to San Francisco. I'll be staying with my sister.
Jasmine! Oh, my God.
Look at you.
Your place is homey.
The flight was bumpy.
The food was awful.
I mean, you'd think first class.
I thought you were tapped out.
I'm dead broke. Really, I mean, the government took everything.
All I can say is you look great.
Oh, now who's lying?
Is there anything you want that you don't have?
We are beautiful.
When your sister had all that money, she wanted nothing to do with you. Now that she's broke, all of a sudden she's moving in.
She's not just broke. She's all screwed up.
Ooh, you hear me?
Excuse me. Are you talking to me?
Ginger told me all about you. One minute you're on top of the world, the next. Guy turns out to be a crook. Well, how long are you planning on staying with Ginger?
No one wants to get out of here as fast as I do.
I'm sure this is a big come down from what you're used to.
You'd be very happy to know that I lost every cent of my own money.
My husband was a slick operator. I was there a week. I knew the guy was hitting on a girlfriend.
I can't. You choose losers because that's what you think you deserve. And that's why you'll never have a better life.
She doesn't care about you. She's a phony.
Can you please not fight in here?
I don't think I can take it. For some reason, my Xanax isn't kicking in.
Anxiety, nightmares, and a nervous breakdown. There's only so many traumas a person can withstand until they take to the streets and start screaming.
All right, if it sounds like a Woody Allen movie, bingo, he directed this. There are some other well-known actors in Blue Jasmine besides Kate Blanchett. Bobby Cannavale is also in it. Louis C.K. is in it. Alec Baldwin is in this movie. Sally Hawkins is in the movie. And it's a typical Woody Allen type of deal. Definitely rental, I would say. And it's, again, one of those dramas where he films. And where does he film? New York and California, New York and California. All right, good ways to hook up with the show. You can send us an email at americatonight.net. Hook up with us on Facebook or Twitter by going to the website and click on the icons that are there for you. Great job, Nathan Reeder. And we'll see you again soon here on ATN.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.